All right, the other day at practice, we conducted an experiment.
We sure as hell did, Expo. Yeah, Giorgio and I wanted to see if a player would dress down a rude media member, a guy who's being rude to another media member, not being rude to the player necessarily, although you will hear in this that I think I ended up being rude to the player as well. And the premise is this. Giorgio and I will approach a player, and anytime Giorgio tries to ask a question, I rudely interrupt him and ask my own question.
So he has no idea the two of you work for the same station.
Right.
No.
Right.
And I kept a straight face through this, as did Gordo. We weren't, like, laughing and looking at each other. I mean, I was, by about 2 minutes into this, I'm glaring at Gordo.
Yeah.
We did a decent acting job, I think, for the first few minutes.
Yeah, I think that it may have been better acting visually than on audio because it's so ridiculous and over the top when I was listening to it. But yeah, he didn't know that we worked for the same place, and we walked our separate ways at the end of it.
This is Terrence Mitchell, a rookie corner from Oregon, trying to make the team and having to put up with an interrupting reporter.
So do you think that he will stand up for Giorgio and tell me, hey, dude, calm down, you're being rude?
I'm going to guess no. I'm going to guess if you had been talking to Witten or Romo, an established veteran, that they would have stood up for the reporter, but I'm going to guess...
But a rookie doesn't want to make waves
at
all?
That a rookie's just overwhelmed.
Okay, we'll find out.
All right, let's give a listen. Oh, are you kidding me? Just hold on, everybody.
Dinkus.
Hello?
Goose.
Everyone just say hi,
the
and then, okay, here we go.
All right, you're a rookie in the NFL. How's it going for you so far?
Oh, it's going good. I just got a lot of little technical things to
learn.
You've
never been to training camp before, have you? This is your first one?
Yes, sir.
How do you think it's going?
It's going all right. A little shaky at the beginning, but it's going to be a long training camp.
What do you think, as a rookie trying to get used to the NFL, what
do you think that the team is better positioned this year than it was last year? I know you weren't on the team last year, but...
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I don't know how it was last year.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I was saying, what do you think the biggest...
Did you have, like, a team that you wanted to play for when you were growing up?
I just wanted to be in the NFL, really. I just wanted to be in the NFL.
What do you think?
Were there any other sports that you tried that you didn't obviously go into professionally?
Yes, I was a basketball player.
But what do you think is going to be the biggest adjustment going to the NFL? What do you think that's going to be?
Different techniques, the way coaches want you to play.
Are there adjustments going in the NFL?
Are there adjustments?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of different adjustments, different ways you got to play.
What about the waking up schedule? Do you have to get up earlier now than you used to before the NFL?
Not really. It's still kind of standard. Oregon kind of had us on a pretty good schedule.
Are you done?
We're doing interviews, dude.
I know, but
it's not like an exclusive that you have.
I know, but you just keep interrupting me. What I was trying to get out of you was there's a lot of talk about man-to-man coverage and zone and things like that. Which do you prefer?
Stupid question. You know I have to answer that.
Man-to-man or zone? Which kind of corner are you?
Have you seen the second Star Wars movie?
I like playing man.
Luke loses his hand.
I like playing man. I've seen that, too.
You have?
Yeah.
Didn't it creep you out when he lost his hand?
Oh,
kind of thinking, how's he going to handle up, you know?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
So true, though.
So it is man-to-man for you more than zone? Was that?
Yeah, well, that's something I kind of like playing. I just got to get my technique down right.
Boring. Not your
I think
answer.
He's calling you,
this guy,
you boring.
This guy's question was boring. This guy's at a rival station. So
this is what they do. They just come in and they ask stupid questions. Are you done? Are you done with your little bits?
We ask good questions. He's enjoying my questions or he's enjoying your questions.
Is that true?
Both y'all questions are good, man. It's awesome.
Mine are a little more football-centric.
What about your tattoos? Were you scared of hepatitis?
Not at all. They came right out the plastic. Seen it.
You went all the way around the neck with that, didn't you?
Yeah.
See, that's a stupid question.
Well, I was trying to get him to talk about his tattoos. Why is that dumb and yours
is
about Star Wars?
Because it is. Well, the Star Wars thing is a new one coming out, so it's relevant. Something you probably have never experienced, being relevant.
Are you finished with your line? Go ahead, ask some more questions since you got so many of them.
When was the last time you went to the bathroom?
Before practice.
Full business?
Probably this morning. Nah, I just quick get a little water out.
Oh, okay. When was the last time you did the full stuff?
Man, you know, I'd rather not talk about that.
I don't
see,
really
this
want
is
to
what
either,
they do.
I know
this
that he was about to ask it.
I was
that's
not
why
gonna
I asked
ask it. Terrence, I really appreciate your time here today, and I'm sorry we were interrupted constantly by this guy to my right.
And we hope we wish you well in your future endeavors.
I appreciate you guys.
You have a good training camp.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I appreciate you talking to us.
Thanks for talking to us right now.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Good luck to you.
Thanks.
God, what it turned into the last word.
A cackle laugh.
Funny laugh he has. See, he's a great politician. He was trying to appease both of you.
Never took sides. Mm-mm. Never told me how obnoxious I was being.
See the second Star Wars, but you were like you were undercutter guy. Is what
yes,
you were.
I was question like undercutter guy.
All right, that was funny. It's 8:48 on the.